business and look at the business of this town board. We ask that you guide our hands and our hearts and our minds, that this business may be appropriate for our town, and that we can do this with an open heart and an open mind. We ask that you bless this community and all that live in it. We ask that you bless our servicemen and women and our first responders, that they may be safe. We thank you for everything that you've given this community. All these things we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, this time is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. However, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board or Council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, which we do not have tonight. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairman, chairperson, or the board by majority votes. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time? Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of our minutes for our December 14th, 2022 meeting.
I make a motion to approve the December 14th, 2022 agenda minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, at this time, we'll ask for approval of agenda for February 1st, 2022. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda for February 1st, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there are no informational items, no planning and zoning. So we're going to get right down to general business. At this time, I need approval for the 2023 Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board yearly meeting calendar.
I don't see any issues with it. It's usually Halloween or something falls on a meeting, but I don't see anything.
The only thing that I would look at, just to double confirm, is the fair. That's it, because we usually have conflicts.
The only other thing that we've had issues in the past would be sporting events.
That's just, no. We don't worry. Yeah. We can't, unfortunately, worry about those ones. But.
No. Does the fair start on the 12th or 13th?
No, I think
Wednesday or Thursday.
6th to the 10th, probably. 10th, yeah. So usually it's the first or second week in April. So.
Okay.
I think we're good. So if that's.
And that would be a second meeting, and that's only if something's on the agenda. So I think we're good.
What about the time of the meeting?
Always 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
I think I'm going to do that, I guess, under public comment.
Okay. Hey, all in favor of approving the calendar?
Aye.
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 Okay, that passed. Okay, at this time, we need to appoint a new chairperson and vice chair for the next two-year term. Are there any nominations? I'm going to nominate Janice to be chairperson.
I second that nomination.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we need a nomination for vice chair. Notice how I didn't give you a chance to back out.
No doubt. I'll make a motion to nominate Brian for vice chair.
I second that.
You don't have to make seconds.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
You didn't get to back out either. You don't get, you were overvoted.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need to nominate a Moapa Valley Town Board member or designee to serve as a member of the Moapa Valley Fire Protection District Advisory Board for a two-year term beginning in February 2023. And I am going to nominate Judy Metz. She's been serving there and doing such a fantastic job.
Willing to continue?
Yes.
Yay.
All in favor of Judy Metz?
Aye.
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 Hey, this is going pretty fast tonight. Okay, now we're open to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the podium, which we now have. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Again, if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote.
Madam Chair, only because I'm going to forget, and we don't yet have an item on this agenda for town board comments, mm-hmm. I'd like to have the bylaws put on the next meeting. It's probably been a while since you looked at them.
They are scheduled for next,
For next okay.
one.
Okay,
awesome.
Perfect.
We'll discuss it then.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, all these folks, who's stepping up?
Well, there
got
we
a
go.
Great come audience.
Yes.
Come on up.
Better get it over with. Yep. Hi, my name's Denise Hoy, H-O-Y. I live at 465 Cram Avenue in Logandale. Members of the board, I have lived in Moapa Valley for 25 years. I have raised 6 children, all who attended all of our local schools. I currently have many nieces and nephews and grandchildren on the way who also will attend Grand Buller Elementary School as well. I have seen our valley grow and change over the years, but one thing that has not changed is the ability for our students to walk or ride to school safely. I have personally witnessed students riding their bikes alongside Moapa Valley Boulevard against the flow of traffic on their way to and from school. Unlike the urban areas, we do not have sidewalks for our students to use. It is of the utmost importance that we secure the funding necessary to construct a safe travel path for our students. This task, although challenging, should be a priority for anyone concerned about the safety of our children in our valleys. The areas of most concern are Country Lane Estates 1 and 2, Lake Valley Estates, and the Capalapa area, the neighborhood behind Old Shack, the neighborhood directly behind the motel in Overton, and State Route 168 from Perkins Elementary to Lawson, where the kids try to ride to get home. These students ride their bikes, skateboards, and scooters to the public library after school, again, against the flow of traffic and to Maverick. When I presented this to the Moapa Valley Community Education Advisory Board, we called it the Safe Pathways for Students Initiative. So if you hear me refer to SPS, that's what I'm talking about. The SPS initiative should include flashing warning lights prior to well-marked crosswalks to facilitate crossing the boulevard. A traffic guard for the intersection of Moapa Valley Boulevard and Whipple Avenue, where there is an existing crosswalk, although not very well marked, should also be considered. The guard could help students cross the boulevard safely in the morning before school and again after school. I know this isn't the first time this topic has been discussed to the board and in this valley. I also know that other members of our community have been given several excuses as to why this cannot happen. But our neighboring communities of Mesquite and Bunkerville succeeded with a very similar project recently. They were able to get the county and Nevada Department of Transportation to construct a bike walking path that connects the two valleys. Theirs is also, like ours, along a state route. Like our valley, they have also had to construct it along a state route, which is one of the big excuses that the county has given in the past. I know this is a costly endeavor, no doubt, but I also know it can be done and should be done. We live in a great community in which to raise children and grandchildren, and they deserve to be active and safe as they travel to and from school and other common places in our valley. Ideally, I would love, as most of us would, to see our current walking path on the east side of the boulevard extended from the high school up Airport Road and all the way down Cooper Street connecting Overton and Logandale. However, for this initiative, we are asking for a safe pathway to be constructed along the boulevard all the way through Logandale and Overton and meet up with the existing sidewalk in front of the library, the only sidewalk that's safe for kids to travel on. As a result of this project, we would be creating a community where daily physical activity can become a reality for our children, our families, and all of our community members. I know that there's constraints to this project, such as funding, space along the boulevard, crosswalks, and getting in contact with officials that we need to meet with to get this handled. I know this is a difficult task, as I've already tried to get meetings with Public Works, with the Safe Routes to School engineers, and they told me in not so many words that I needed to see the town board, that they have nothing to do with Moapa Valley. So I'm bringing it here. I know I'm not the only one, but I'm willing to do anything and everything I can. I know there's funds and money, and now's the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
Any questions? Anyone else?
Card or number?
I can get that to you.
Okay.
I didn't bring that.
Don't leave before I leave.
Okay.
And what I will say is that there is already a plan to go forward with the Moapa Valley Trails plan. So what we did with the ATV trail and the original walking path by the high school, that was phase one. So there's a phase two and a three. And that actually is designed to go essentially from the lake all the way back out to the highway. And so I think if we can push that funding forward a little bit, if we have some assistance with that from outside groups, that's already kind of designed and in the works, and so maybe that's where we leverage our work. So
that I've been told before that those were in phases, but just, I mean, as our town has grown, it is, I'm sure you have seen the children along the boulevard. It is frightening.
You're talking along Moapa Valley
Boulevard. Along Moapa Valley. All of our major neighborhoods are right off Moapa Valley Boulevard. The only way they have to go to school is down the boulevard in one direction or another, and there's no space. And one more thing I might add, I know it was a great thought to put those asphalt mullions along the edge. And if we get an agenda item and can present more in depth, I have some pictures of what that has done to the making it even more unsafe for the kids on their bikes. So I would just really hope that we can talk to you guys more in depth, and I know there's other people here to speak on this as well. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, one chair to another chair, if we can have, would you be ready at the next meeting to present
yes.
something?
Yeah, let's get it on the agenda.
If we can have Denise.
Denise,
yeah.
Can I have a copy of
yes.
I'll just copy it.
Okay, and also your name was brought up when I talked to the guy in Bunkerville. He said, have Judy call me.
He's just going to be like, why did you get rid of sugars?
Anyone else wishes to speak?
My name is Hal Mortensen. I live at 2170 Wells Road. I'm a principal here at Moapa Valley High School and also at UB Perkins Elementary School. I just want to back up to what Ms. Boyd, she presented at the Community Advisory Board about 2 months ago, and I wholeheartedly jumped on board with her because I feel that it's a safety issue with our students, and I see it all the time. I'm on the boulevard or slash highway, and we get semis coming through, we get those tour bus going through, and those tour bus don't slow down sometimes, and our kids, they're getting knocked over with the wind coming through, and that little line, they try to stay on that line, and some of our kids don't, you know, they venture right on the highway, and kids, cars are slowing down. So again, it's a safety issue. I just kind of want to reinforce with Ms. Hoy that we ask if we can get this item to be agendized, and then perhaps that we can maybe push it up one way. We also want to see what we can do with the NDOT as well and put some pressure that way. We plan on going to the NDOT board meeting as well, so hopefully we can get some momentum going that way. So I know there's been phases, but it's also depending on funding, so we just kind of want to make some noise loud and clear that safety is a concern, especially for our students, for our kids in our valley. Thank you.
You know that the big issue is always going to be NDOT,
yep.
right? If that was a county road, we'd be much quicker to do it. But because it's NDOT, so attending their meetings, and I'm sure one of us would be happy to attend alongside you from the town board, we appreciate you bringing it forward. It's just not going to be as easy when it's state and county if it was just county.
And Don Hoover can give you some information about NDOT. I think he needs some headway there with NDOT.
Nice.
Yes.
Maybe we can tag on to
it. Must have brought a stick with him.
Yeah.
Because those millings are ridiculous.
Yes.
So Don Whipple, I think you wanted me to spell it, W-H-I-P-P-L-E, 1958 Whitney Stream, Logandale. I thought it was interesting that we prayed for the valley when we started. Because I have worked with NDOT, and I'm telling you, we're going to need some prayers.
Yes.
So you're saying, yeah, it's not our problem. It's NDOT.
No, absolutely not.
I have gone to the NDOT board meeting. I had a person from Ely that was on the NDOT board call me after and said, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to do anything. I met with Mario from NDOT when they, in 2017, when they redid the asphalt from the highway down to the mortuary. They told me, I got all kinds of things, and I can give you names of specific people who basically, they don't care. They don't care about this valley. Anyway, finally in the end, they, after lying about the right-of-way and lying about all kinds of things, they decided that they would, to get me out of the out of their hair, move the striping. So as you drive out of the valley one of these days, notice as you go past the mortuary that the striping changes and it goes in a foot. That's what they did. That was their concession. In that process, though, I learned that there was an engineer in Carson City that has done this design all the way through the valley, that has these nice wide shoulders. And I have three kids in the local schools. I grew up here. I've been here for 47 years. I've been run off the road by multiple vehicles and had things thrown at me. I'm very familiar with the shoulders from Wapa Valley. But NDOT isn't listening. You can say, yeah, let's do this in NDOT, but where else can we go? We're coming here because you guys are praying for the valley. We're hoping that we can get some help. And so that's where we're
staying. Did you know Mary Martini who worked with
NDOT? I met with Mary Martini. Mary Martini said she had no right-of-way. Come to find out, she has 500 feet of right-of-way. She could put I-15 through this valley with the right-of-way that she has, and she told me she could not do it.
There are issues with some parcels, just some little small parcels in front of some properties. Mine's one of them that has not been dedicated. So that, unfortunately, is what takes a lot of time, and you're asking the county and NDOT to work together. But Mary was very good when we were doing the trail for the ATVs in allowing folks to be able to cross Moapa Valley Boulevard. You're still not supposed to ride along Moapa Valley Boulevard, but you can cross it. Mary did that, and she didn't have to do that. She could keep us completely off of the boulevard because it belongs to NDOT. Then Warren Hardy, who is a lobbyist, tells me there's wonderful new people at the head of NDOT, who he is willing to talk to about anything we want to do with Bull. When did you meet with
this
NDOT?
She, I believe, right? And she used to be in charge of the Nevada Bicycle Coalition or whatever. And
who's in charge of NDOT right now?
I don't know.
I don't know the name.
Yeah, supposedly the guy at NDOT, the engineer, told me everything's going to change. You're going to see all kinds of improvements. We haven't seen anything.
Okay.
No. Well, we have.
I just want to tell you that you get more bees with honey. Okay, I've worked with these people.
I'm here to support Ms. Hoy.
Just do it with a smile.
Fortunately,
come on.
Fortunately,
come on.
Somebody came and said something besides me.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
I can tell you don't want to listen to me.
It's a good smile.
Well, we're going to work with NDOT. What I will tell you is that we do have a sympathetic governor that will listen. I have a personal relationship with that staff, and I was actually really good friends with a bunch of the guys on the transition team. So there are some listening, but I will tell you that I brought up just the shoulder and the millings on the shoulder with the commissioner. They had no idea they were even doing it.
It's a mess
in front of my house. I mean, people don't want to come into my driveway because they break their neck coming into my driveway. It's ridiculous. They didn't do it properly. They didn't compact it properly. So it's a tough thing. But I think the one thing that this valley does very, very well is we stand up and fight, right? So when we have a development that we don't want here, we stand up and fight it. We have 200 people in a room. When the school district wants to change policy and they want to start lumping us in with schools in North Las Vegas, we stand up and fight as a valley. So this is one of those issues that as a valley, we're going to have to stand up and fight together with NDOT. And I will tell you from my perspective, also stand up and fight right with you. There are certain things that we can't do as a group because then it becomes a legal issue and you get more than three of us in a room and talking about things. But certainly there's members on this board that would stand behind you guys and fight. What I will tell you is the county's got a master plan for trails in the works already. That would alleviate some of the issue if we can get funding for that. But the big portion of it is really going to be working with our commissioner and working as a community to get 400 people in a room at an NDOT meeting and then make our voice be heard, right? And then we can facilitate that. We just don't have the power to really do anything in that NDOT area. So, and it's the same thing with, we would love to have ATVs be able to drive up and down the boulevard. It's an NDOT right-of-way. We can't do anything with it. So they make it cumbersome, but I will tell you, as a valley, we can fight it, and we can get it done, and we can get it changed, and we just have to work together to get it done. So it's not a no, Don. It's not, we're not wanting to hear you. Absolutely, that's not it. So we do want to support you guys and do whatever we can. We just are really limited. With this board, it's an advisory board to start with. So we build a relationship with the commissioner, and the commissioner is sympathetic to our cause. That helps a lot as well. So We will work on it. We will work with it. Don, we'll get with everybody and just see if we can get a group to go to that next NDOT meeting and make our voice be heard that way.
Right, and we will get it on next month's agenda. Is there some way we could invite someone from NDOT to come to next month's meeting?
Oh, for sure.
They come out to tell us what they're going to be doing. Let's have them come out and ask us.
Can I remind the board that they were just here a couple of months ago?
Yeah, right.
Remember, they got up and they talked about they're going to put in a bicycle lane, and everybody got up, and Mr. Whipple, I don't mean to disrespect you, and I don't mean to disrespect Brian, but we're not fighting with anyone. That's not going to get us anywhere. I don't care how upset you are with these government agencies. Fighting with them is the worst thing you
we
want
have to
do.
Work
I have a feeling
with
it's
them.
Why they've treated us the way they have for so many years out here. So they were already out here once. Judy's going to see if she can get it. There were quite a few people in the room. I was here for an item. Mm-hmm. And I have faith that they're going to do something. And there's it's right
been
here.
Been talking about a bike
that's
lane.
Where
yes.
And again, you're right.
Well,
from the mortuary to the
freeway.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about from the mortuary to the Lost City Museum.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a start.
It's a start.
If they can
it's
get that done, then at least they'll know what they're doing, and we can ask them to come in. But it's working with them and asking and not clobbering them. So I think Judy's looking for more of these.
Well, and if Mesquite has created a pathway to have it done, maybe we need to speak to somebody who created that pathway there and find out the route they took.
I did. Oh, am I allowed to speak?
Let's do it. We really
next month's
hope
meeting.
This
yes.
much engaging during public comment for your next, for the presentation we'll have you do.
Yes. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak tonight?
Come on down.
Door number 1, 2, or 3.
I know. Oh. I'm
smiling. She's smiling a little bit.
Well, I have stuff for you guys, too. Stop.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sorry.
There's a couple of cards.
So my name's Shanna Wiley. My last spell it W-Y-L-A-E. My address is 1920 Bowman Road in Logandale. And I'm here today in hopes to get support, help, / volunteers for spreading the word of a foundation that I help run. We're based out of Mesquite, but as of right now, I'm turning into a representative for the Moapa Valley area.
Where do you live?
I live in Logandale, so 1920 Bowman Road. So it is a nonprofit, so it's a 501(c)(3), or C3, I don't know, sorry. It's called Kids for Sports Foundation. A couple people have heard of it. I've talked to Mr. Mortensen recently about it as well. But we do quite a few things to help the community. It started in 2014, and it's still growing. And what we do is financially help stressed families get their kids into organized sports. So I do have money, but not for roads. I'm sorry.
bikes!
To put a bike race on it, maybe?
If it's competitive and it's organized and it's a sport, sign your kid up. Financials obviously are like one of the biggest challenges when it comes to families when they get their kids into sports, especially in a town like this. And I've had a couple of people actually express their feelings about it, especially since you have your kid play in multiple sports. It gets a little hard. Always having to buy them like new shoes, equipment, things like that. And we just want to relieve some of that frustration and for the families by helping pay for shoes, uniforms, equipment, registration fees, and things like that. And so I want to get it out there and like let you guys know that I am here. But my biggest other frustration is I have reached out to a couple people and I haven't gotten a response back. So I'm hoping I can get some help. I know the baseball team recently posted on Amazon that they needed things. They have 15-year-old uniforms, and I reached out to them, and I offered them a chance to just fill out that single sheet that you see on there, that application. It says child, but they can do it for teams, and they haven't got back to me yet, and that's anywhere between a couple thousand to a few thousand dollars that I can donate to them, and I just want to get it out there. So, I mean, I don't know. We've since 2015, we've probably done over 650 grants.
Wow.
And then we've given like over $150,000 to kids.
Oh, Toledo. Good for you.
Yes.
And so I would just like a little...
I can't believe you're asking to give money to people. You're having...
Nobody wants to take it.
What she's asking was okay, the so two people in the room that are...
sports.
I guess we've got lovely pigs. We can put some uniforms on them. It's kind of cool.
Pig races.
Is there a way for this to be at the county Parks and Rec so that when they...
I've been trying to get a hold of the county Parks and Recs for the last...
He's right there.
Right back there.
Elmer
will be able to help you.
I can get that. I can get anything to any of you.
Okay.
At any time.
Get with Vernon. He's with the newspaper.
I kind of talked to Vernon.
Mr. Mortensen.
Yes.
From the high school. Yes.
I just gave him all of his stuff.
Yep. Get right over to the middle school, the elementary schools. Just...
I would really like to get this out as soon as possible.
The other option is the churches.
Brooks and Kapalapa as well.
Oh, yes.
Brooks Good Deeds and Moapa Valley Family Resource Center.
Yes.
Those are another good outlets as well.
And the church, especially the LDS Church, has a social services group that kind of handles stuff like that. So they'll know some of the kids that would be in need as well. So just additional resources to be able to give your money away. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Is that right?
This is so fantastic.
I run a nonprofit. And people want all my money.
Great program.
Shanna is actually, it's funny, her name is Shanna, and she lives in Loganville. And she's at Brooks Good Deeds. She's gone for the next few days. But
I did see that.
Yeah, that you definitely want to go knocking there.
Yes.
They'll find a way to use your money.
Okay.
And Penny at Kapalapa.
And then also, I am, as of right now, since I do live here, and I'm newer to the whole group and everything, but they trust me enough, and I'm like the spokesperson, I guess you say, for Moapa Valley, but I rather have somebody who's been here longer than me. So we are looking for committee members. It is a volunteer, but we meet like maybe once a month or anything. And we do have a meeting next Tuesday. Of course, a lot of it's gonna go over our Kids for Sports golf tournament, but it is to kind of, if anybody wanted to go, who's interested, you have a chance to like just kind of go and see what it's about. It's next Tuesday at the Terrace at Wolf Creek Golf Club at 1 p.m.
Great.
I think if people were more aware too that it's available, I'm aware of it because I do a lot of Mesquite. Mm-hmm. But I don't think most people in this valley are not aware that it's available down here. Also.
They don't. This is an area that's been not touched very well, and it's because Mesquite's so close, just like Moapa Valley is close to each other. And so nobody really took the time, which is unfortunate, to come out here and bring this information. A few people have taken advantage of the funds from Moapa Valley, but I don't think it's been enough. I mean, we go all the way up to the Indian Reservation, so if anybody knows anybody that's on the Indian Reservation that wants to be a part of the committee, we would be more than happy to. Eventually, we'll be expanding to Las Vegas. Our owner, he is out of Reno, so we'll be expanding back through Reno and going up and through Utah eventually. So it will expand.
Very nice.
We have a good problem, I'm sure. I'm sure good things will happen.
Problem that most nonprofits would love to have.
I just really want to get the word out and help the high schools and the little leagues and everything too, because I see stuff on social media all the time, like, anybody have this? Anybody have that?
Yep.
And it's like, I can help you, but then I don't get anything back.
Yeah.
So,
yep. I've got a couple contacts right here for you tonight.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I love this. I feel like this creates an equal opportunity for kids who may not have the financial means to be on Little League and maybe don't even look at it. So, I can do to help advertise this.
They do. And they do get a certain amount a year, and they don't have to use it on that specific sport. So, like, let's say I run track and I have spikes for the whole year, but I know I can't pay my fee, so I'd use part of it to pay my fee, and then I decide to play volleyball in the fall. Then I can turn around and be like, okay, I need volleyball knee pads or shoes, but I can do everything else. I can use that. And we keep track of that for you guys, so we have it in a system. Before we let you know, you go over your limit, and then you can reapply again the next fiscal year.
Fantastic.
So, and it's not just individuals, it's teams too. So.
Awesome. Very nice.
Great program.
Very nice.
Excellent.
I just have to say thank you. My name is Wendy Mulcock, M-U-L-C-O-C-K. I live at 2615 St. Joseph Street. And my goodness, I think this is the first time I've spoken in public comment at a town board in a very, very long time. So thank you all for your effort and your sacrifice for doing what you do for our valley. I'm super thrilled with what Mrs. Hoy is presenting. That's actually what I wanted to come and speak about, but after Shanna has spoken, I like have a whole bunch of things running through my mind. So just a little background. I am the Moapa Valley Community Education Advisory Board Chair. I also function as a parent adult volunteer for a 4-H group that you might have heard of. It's called the Moapa Valley Teen Leadership Corps. Our kids have done, for the past 2 years, have been focused on mental health and strengthening our entire community along those lines. And so I could tell each of you, I could tell a long story of how these kids came to be. It basically started in the middle of COVID when the shutdown happened and our kids were being shut out of all of the activities that they normally would be able to participate in. So Diana Walker at the Extension office began starting 4-H clubs to do things for our kids, and it's been really, really awesome. And then when our kids got to go back to school, the topic of mental health was paramount. And we heard the statistics going on in the Clark County School District of the suicide rates that had been just exponentially going off the charts. And so Diana and I and a few other people got together and said, we need to help our kids. And so we started the Moapa Valley Teen Leadership Corps. And the very first thing we had was a huge community event where our Rotary fixed dinner, and we had an art show at the fairgrounds, and we had like 30 booths, mental health resource booths, and we were able to raise over $18,000 to bring Kevin Hines in to be our speaker at our high school and middle school, and then the evening event. And so our kids, that was the first thing that they did. And since then, they've been working on doing all kinds of different activities, from 5Ks. If you see the 5Ks that are advertised, that's our kids that are doing that. The barn dances that are happening, that's our kids that are doing that. Our kids are doing fundraising for Operation Underground Railroad. That's our kids doing that. And they are doing assemblies. They're doing assemblies at the high school and the middle school. In support of pornography addiction prevention. They've been working on just a number of different topics that they choose. We meet together and they choose these topics. Diana and I are like, shouldn't we work on vaping? And they're like, no, that's really not an issue. We're worried about anxiety and depression and all those categories that lead to teen suicide. And so it's a wonderful place to be, and I'm super blessed that we get to be participating with our youth and doing these things. And so I guess what I would love to present to you tonight is one of the things that is troubling me is in the mental health field is, yes, we're concerned about our teen mental health, but we're also concerned about our adults and their mental health state. We have heard from our officers that there are more suicides in our valley than there are burglaries. And that's a stunning statistic. We also know that Marilyn Kirkpatrick is also concerned about this as well. She has contacted our counselors at our schools and asked them, what can she do to help us? So as a community education advisory board, we made a list, and I'd be happy to share that with you if you'd like that, to send to Marilyn. We all voted and did it just like we do at TLC, right? We have topics, the kids throw out their topics of what the kids are worried about, and then everybody gets 3 stickers, right? And so we kind of did that at our CIA board, just followed that, and the voting came in. And I just want you to know that even though we're talking about safe routes for kids to go to school, our senior citizens, our adult folks, need a bike path to go for walks on, because the sunshine and the fresh air and all of that benefit mental health. And so when you're looking at this and you're saying, oh, well, this is to get kids safely to school, my kitchen sink faces the bike path that goes to and from the high school, and I see all ages out there, senior citizens walking dogs, grandmas and grandpas walking with their kids. It is not just a safe route for kids for school. It benefits the entire community. And I'm telling you what, if you want Maryland to get to back us, you can include that in our plea, is that we need it for the mental health benefits. And also think about the commerce that it can bring when you have people coming to our valley. If you have a bike path, that says something about your community. It says that you care about its members. And then it also gives other cyclists an opportunity to come and enjoy our valley as well. So I wanted to just share those things with you, and I'm excited to talk to Shanna because our TLC kids need like some stuff for their 5Ks, and I don't know if that would qualify, but we sure could use some help with that. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wendy, you need to come speak again. You're a lovely speaker. I'm proud to have you be part of the community.
Thank you.
I know that the Rotary donated quite a bit of money.
They did. And we are so, so thankful for them.
Wonderful.
And they've given those kids just a big shot in the arm for all of the things going forward.
The two kids who came to the Rotary were rock stars.
Aren't they awesome?
Oh,
that's just
goodness.
A taste of what we have.
Good
kids. Kids are amazing.
I was going to say leaders of tomorrow. No, they're the leaders of today.
Today.
Yes.
And we meet every Thursday evening at about, it's either 6:30, it's right around 6:30 at the Extension office, and anybody and everybody's welcome to come join and watch these kids in action. It's pretty exciting.
Great.
So, and we function just like you do with motions and all that kind of stuff. So.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to speak tonight?
If nobody in the public, I would like to make a statement. So, kind of tagging along what Ms. Mulcock said. So we have an extreme issue with suicide in this valley.
Yes.
So I think the number was 8 male suicides this last year and 3 times as many attempted suicides. It is a big issue in the valley. I had a friend of mine, Ron Stoker, called me and talked to me about we got to do something. And so we were kind of tossing around ideas. And so we actually held, a couple weeks ago, we held our first event for men only to get the men out of the house, just to get them out of the environment. Because sometimes it's just being removed from the environment, being around a friendly voice that can change that opinion. So you had like 10 or 15 guys show up for this ice fishing tournament all the way up in Panguitch, Utah. The event was extremely successful. With that, one of the other gentlemen that had come, we've had some pretty serious conversations that you don't normally have around a group of people you're not comfortable around. But one of the gentlemen wanted to know what he could do, and so he's going to do a pig roast for the men to come out on a Tuesday night, late February, and they'll probably announce that as well. And it's just the idea of getting men out into the community. We're going to do some other events as well. We're going to do some UFC fights. We don't have enough time with kind of our crazy schedules to get a Super Bowl party. The cool thing about it is the commissioner, when I called her and discussed, hey, what resources do we have available? Whether it's, can I go get funding somewhere? Because it's not cheap to run events necessarily,
no.
Right? The commissioner has graciously offered any of her facilities out here that we have that we can use free of charge. But the other thing is, she had talked to me that had just come up in the county commission meeting a couple of days before. And so we actually have some things in the works where there's going to be a counselor out here in the valley probably full-time fairly soon.
Good.
We've got some community partners that are stepping up to help make some of this stuff happen. So it is a big thing. But if you see somebody that needs that additional assistance, I post it everywhere I can see on Facebook just to try to get it out there. I'm not real great outside of Facebook just because I'm so busy. But if there's men in this community that need some assistance, we're only serving the men right now because that's our need that we can fill that niche. But if you see that need, let one of the officers know because their sergeant knows what's going on as well, and he'll get a hold of us and we'll take him out. The idea is we need to fix it. We need to fix it now as a community. It's a very big issue with our community that we can't let go crazy. So if we can do that same thing, you have a group that you're in charge, that you're with, whether it's a women's group or a Wendy's group, does a great job with those kids at mental health awareness. But it's all on all of us to take that step forward and make that happen. So I encourage all of you to attend our events for the men, to attend our events, because you never know, even if you're not having issues, you never know when that shoulder and that familiar face may get somebody else out of that depth. So
right. That's
what I had to say, and I just would like to thank Ron for actually starting
right.
that in this
yes.
valley as well.
Yeah.
So
I did notice that Parks and Rec this second Thursday, I believe 7 o'clock at night, Elmer, the billiards right over here at the senior center.
We'll be open on those nights for whoever wants to come in. It's open use.
Yeah.
Another place to hang out.
Second Thursday?
I believe it's the second.
Second Thursdays, yes.
I can double check. It's not my facility, so I don't have.
But something for the, just get out.
It should be posted on Facebook.
Know your neighbors, get a little stress relief.
There's also a group working on placing signs with the suicide prevention phone numbers on it. They want to do 4 signs. They are working through the process with county. They're working on funding. I have a presentation at the Rotary Club next week to help them get funding. So just so the community is aware, that is something that you can get a hold of me. My number's everywhere. I'm a real estate agent, so you can find me wherever you want to find me. And I can get you connected with them to donate. I think it's a good thing to have a place to call that you don't have to, you know, maybe talk to a person, but there's a number they can call that makes it a little more anonymous too for those folks who may not want to reach out personally.
On another side note, since we're listing all the things that are going on, there is a group for those that are cancer survivors, those that are dealing with cancer, or those that are caretakers of people who have cancer, and also not necessarily for cancer, but anybody that needs to be able to let loose, or, you know,
caregiver relief.
Thank you.
Yes.
We do have meetings on the third Monday of every month at the Cooperative Extension, and that's posted around town on flyers. Also, you can contact the Cooperative Extension and they can give you the dates and times, and it's also on Facebook.
What time is it usually, Kelly?
It's at 6:30.
Oh, at night. Okay.
Or 6. I apologize. 6
p.m.
Yes, Omar.
So it's on second Thursdays of each month, starting February 9th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Awesome.
It's 21 plus.
Okay, thank you.
And that is one of the things that the commissioner is working with. She's working with Parks and Recs to get some more adult alternative events so we can kind of get out of the house a little bit more. So thank you, Elmer, for all you're doing as well. So.
Yes.
Bingo on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Bingo on Wednesdays. Well, until the snowbirds leave.
Yeah. And I do want to thank our officers for their sidewalk safety event last week.
So much fun.
Brought a lot of attention and really slowed down some people. It was fantastic. Thank you. Okay, are there any other comments? Okay, our next meeting will be February 15th, 2023. It is 7:43, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming out.